Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Okay, Romans 12, let's read verse 1 and 2, a very well-known passage. I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Amen. Amen. You know, one thing about this Sunday, this past Sunday, the message was very effective, just from the turnout, right? I went to house church this week, and amazing for me, right? I try to get people to come out to morning prayer for a long time, and my messages come on deaf ears, and GA comes up, and next thing you know, it's not full, but, you know, still, when I came in yesterday, I was quite shocked, actually, and which is a good thing. And so, I want to take you a little deeper, right? You're here now, you know, I'm preaching to the choir. But could there be something more that God is after, you know, in our lives? And you know, in this passage, you know, it's about transformation, right? You know, the prayer or the urgency to pray or these kind of things, it's a window, right? It's a door in, but the purpose of that is a transformed life. You know, we're talking about, you know, as we get ready for Pentecost, and I know a lot of people have different ideas, and, you know, we all come from different backgrounds, and even the things that we've been taught about the Holy Spirit are very varied, you know, in our church. And for me, I like that, you know, I have no problem with that whatsoever, you know, and knowing that eventually the longer you stick at this church, the more intimate you're going to get with the Holy Spirit, right? That's our purpose, that's our goal, you know, and so with all this, you know, we're talking about positioning ourselves, you know, for an encounter with God, you know, and not because it's just a special day, you know, but that's part of God's promise. You know, he promised us the Holy Spirit. He said, you being evil know how to give good gifts to, you know, your children that ask. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the gift of the Holy Spirit to those he asks, you know? And I'm a father, and I'm evil, you know, but I know how to give good gifts to my kids. You know, how much more? When you read the scriptures, especially when Jesus is talking, take a note of when he says, how much more? He's making a contrast between the earth and heaven. He's making a contrast between people and God, you know. And so the how much more is actually humongous, you know. Even though in a parable and a story it may seem quite small, but Jesus is really trying to draw a point. It's a literary device. And so, you know, we understand that. But as we're here and we're praying, you know, and what I want to say to you, and I don't want to sound mean or anything, but that's not enough. You know, it's not enough. It's not enough to wake up early and come, right? It's just the beginning. It gets you in the door, but what really positions ourselves is a transformed life. You know, transformed in terms of what we can do on our end, you know, and then transformed in what God does on his end, right? And prayer is that link, you know, that connects heaven and earth. Right, prayer, you know, Jack Hafer would say, is that spiritual transaction of the redeemed and the redeemer coming together. You know, and so we're praying, you know, but see, my personal belief, right, I believe what's more important is what happens after we pray. You know, is what happens as we leave this place into our workplaces and, you know, into our families, right, that, you know, the things that we prayed about and in that process, that transformation begins to move in our life. The prayer releases that power for us to be transformed, but it's the walking it out. I remember early on as a youth pastor, I really got a glimpse of what this really meant. You know, one of my first jobs ever was in a Korean church, and it was Assemblies of God. You know, our senior pastor used to be Dr. Cho's right-hand man. You know, so of course they're into morning prayer, and so I used to come in the morning. And I used to go out to eat breakfast afterwards with, you know, the leaders of the church, right? And my broken Korean, barely, and, you know, and their, you know, broken English. And we communicated somehow. But it was amazing to me, you know, that they would just comment to me that how many people come to morning prayer and then they lose their blessing at breakfast, right? Because they start gossiping. And it's like they go back to their own world, you know. They talk about so-and-so, you know, and all these things. And I remember sitting at some of the breakfast meetings and just thinking, wow, you know, I mean, in my very simple mind, it's like, did you spend any time with God today? You know, did you just spend an hour praying? And yet, you're not changed at all. You know, whatever blessing you received in the morning is gone, you know, by the time the coffee comes. Right? And, you know, there's, you know, and seemingly in this community, these people didn't make a connection between their prayer and their life, right? And so I don't want you to make that fatal mistake either, right? Praying, right, is of course, wonderful, you know, it's the access to God, right? But it's the transformation that positions ourselves, right, for the presence of the Lord. You know, there's something about that. It matters what you do after you leave this place. It matters that you know, as you pray and as you sought the Lord's face and these things, right, that now you begin to actualize these things that we're praying about and praying for. You know, we pray for faith, you know, and it's amazing. And I'm just speaking to myself, right? You know, it's amazing how many times, you know, I just spent 30 minutes praying for faith and favor and all these things. And then the first sign where I need to exercise some faith, I just back off. Because I don't connect my prayers to God's activity in my life. That just actualizes what those prayers are all about. You know, transform lives. It's like, you know, it's like tithing, right? Tithing just gets you in the door, right? It gets you face to face with God because now you're not sinning anymore. But it's the offering, right, that brings the multiplication and the blessing. Right, in that same way, you know, prayer, right, it gets us in the door, it gets us face to face with God, but it's the transformation, and transformation is a dual thing, right? You know, we can't just transform ourselves, otherwise there's no need to pray, you know, and so, but there are things that we can do, you know, there are ways that we can align ourselves, you know, and of course God is the one doing the transforming, right? I don't want this to be such a man-centric kind of thinking, right? But it's that duality that's working together. You know, and see, be very mindful, you know, what we're talking about. And, you know, in a nutshell, you know, what G.A. was talking about this Sunday was about aligning ourselves with God, you know, in many different facets, in many different things, you know, over our life. But we align ourselves with God, that we get into a primal position where we can come now and experience the fullness of what God has for us in Pentecost. You know, I should also state that Pentecost, you know, is the time of the harvest, you know, and I feel like that's a really a prophetic word for us, right, that, you know, you're going to begin to reap what you have sowed, right, you know, you lay the seeds down, right, a harvest is going to come, you know, and so let's take some time, let's close our eyes and I congratulate you for getting in the door. It's wonderful. And it takes a lot of discipline. Right? It's not easy. I barely made it this morning. You know, my little daughter woke up, Elise woke up just as I was leaving. And she said, "Appa, can you sleep with me?" What can I say, right? So I lied down for a little bit. And there was a thought like, you know what? I'm just going to stay home. But I didn't, obviously. It's about aligning ourselves right? Paul says, be transformed in the renewing of your mind. And so let's meditate on that as Pastor Nate leads us in worship.
Lord, I want more of you. Lord, I want more of you. Living water rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come and fill me. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for, but we are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We lift our holy hands up. We want. to touch you. We lift our voices higher and higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher and higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher and higher and higher to you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty. Oh, Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry, we are hungry, we are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh, Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. Holy Spirit, rain down. Living breath of life, hope, fill me up. Oh Lord, oh Lord, reposition ourselves in you. We are thirsty for more of you.
Just let the Lord have you right now. That you surrender right now. Now listen to the overtures of the Spirit in your life. What God wants to do is He wants to renew your mind. He wants to take you out of the world and into His heart. You know, it seems like these days the Spirit is obviously is always convicting of sin, but that doesn't seem like the major issue. The Spirit is challenging us. To live lives of faith. That we believe Him for what He says. That we trust Him in who He is. And we honor Him because He deserves it. Not because we can get anything out of it. Not because we benefit in any way. But because He is simply worthy. See, that's a renewing of your mind. Getting us out of a self-centered approach to God to a God-centric, God-centered approach. Pastor Nate, can we sing Jesus Be the Center? Let's put Jesus right there in the center. Thank you. Confession, huh? Say, Lord, we want you to be the center, God. Lord, not my desires, not my wishes, not what I want. God, forgive. Just say, Lord, just forgive us, God, for having such a me-centric faith, God. Lord, we want it to be about Jesus, Lord. It's all about Jesus. So would you wash us anew, God, and would you, Lord, renew our minds, Lord. Bring us out of a self-centered reality, God, into a God-centered reality. And just offer that as a confession. Let's also continue to pray. Just one prayer request today. Let's pray for Grace's mom still. You know, as we were praying yesterday, the doctors cleared her to have surgery. So she had surgery, and surgery went very well. And so things are looking up, but apparently there's this window between 3 to 14 days where the blood vessels, she could have a spasm or something, and it could be detrimental. And so she's not out of the woods yet, but at least it's good to have good news, right, that's leading us in prayer. And I really believe that, you know, the prayer covering yesterday was just phenomenal. And so let's continue to pray. Grace is in Taiwan right now. with their mom, and let's pray for, continue to pray for her. She's the only Christian in her family, you know, and she just desperately wants her mom to know Jesus as well as everyone else in her family, but her mom's in a state right now. She's quite open, apparently. And so let's continue to pray for her salvation and pray for her healing, right? Pray for grace and for her witness to her family. Let's just cover them in this situation right now. Lord, bless you, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we just bless you, God. Lord, we ask, God, that you would just continue to transform our minds, Lord. God, that you do something in our hearts, God, that you take our prayers somewhere, Father. God, this spiritual transaction that's taking place, Lord, that through it, that we'd be transformed, God. That we would do our part in this as well, Lord. So watch over us, God. We bless Grace, God. And Lord, we just prophesy her name, God. Lord, she is Kariz, Lord. God, she is a gift to her family. And so use her accordingly, God. We pray for her mom. Lord, we just ask for healing word to go forth, God. We pray for other members of our body, God, that are struggling, that are sick, God. Family members that are sick, going through different things. Lord, we ask that you release healing word, God. Lord, is there anything too difficult for you? Lord, is there anything too difficult for you? Of course not. So let us rise up, God, in our hearts, God, and apprehend and grab a hold, God, of what you have in store for us, individually and as a body. We bless you, Lord. Let us give glory to your Son, Jesus, this day, Lord, by renewing our minds, Lord. We thank you, Father. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you this morning. Please stick around and pray. And of course, you're dismissed to go whenever you need to.